Well, good afternoon. Welcome back to day two of our introduction to the new WordPress Studio framework. Definitely head on over to the chat room at wpstudio.com/chat because I just gave you a zip copy of that as the framework as a plugin. You can download it directly from there. Just as a word of update from yesterday's webinar, John had actually not only mentioned that the versioning is a little bit different from the old framework that was called the WP Studio framework. And because this framework does so much more than just meta boxes and options, this framework also works with the customizer, works with the user profiles, works with taxonomies, works with, you know, short code creation. It does all sorts of other things. I renamed it as the WordPress Studio framework. That's the WPSF. That's the class that everything is wrapped into. But to at least keep a little bit of continuity, I have reversioned this at a version 3 level. So I did make an update this morning, and now it's 3.0.1. And if you go grab the zipped plugin that I put in the chat room, get in with the link. Let me check. Did I put the wrong link to the live webinar? I did. Oh, hold on. Yeah, 1 second. Let me fix that. Can somebody type that in the chat room that I am fixing the webinar link? Oops. All right, let me grab this link. It'll take me just a second. I thought I had updated that one. So it's actually still showing the link from yesterday. Oh, the chat room never got updated. That is probably why. Okay, let's now publish. Okay, refresh page. It should be updated. Okay. We'll wait just a second for the few more people who were trying to get in, but basically, I was letting you into yesterday's webinar. the adventures of trying to keep everything up to date in several different computers. Okay, so that's the update in terms of why there's a version 3.01. I'm just trying to make it more logical, and it did make sense what John was suggesting or asking about yesterday. So in what we talked about yesterday, where we were building, and I'm going to jump back, we were building admin options pages. And again, this documentation is all linked to at the bottom of the chat room at wpstudio.com/chat. You can actually see all the examples that we were doing. So what we did was we were creating our options pages using a special prefix. And then in each of the sections, we have fields. So as a quick reminder, the way this framework works, it's all based on the concept of unified fields. These are fields that exist in the code base of the framework, and we can use them anywhere. So if I need a slider field, or if I need a number field, or I need a media upload field, or a media library, or a taxonomy field, whether it is in a admin options page, remember an admin options page is something that would be over here, creating an entire page on the WordPress admin, or in the customizer, creating settings in the customizer, in a meta box, which we're going to do with today, on the taxonomy, adding additional settings to the taxonomy, user profile, creating widgets or widget options, comment meta box, or short code generator. Now, where this is an important skill that some of you may want to take advantage of, I'm going to try and illustrate that by using the meta box. And I'm going to also talk about the meta box framework from the perspective of nobody attended yesterday. So that hopefully by my repeating or going over the whole concept of the framework, it will make a lot more sense, because now we're hearing repetition, and or if you missed yesterday, it'll still make sense. So over in the documentation, what I'm going to recommend is, if you are looking, look at the MetaBox options page. Now, you can put that on the side, we can come back to it, but we're going to dive into the code. Now, I'm going to come over here, and even though I have stuff down here, we're going to kind of create our own MetaBox information. And so bear with me one second while I make sure that it's all visible. Okay. So the plugin that I gave you in the chat room, when you install it on your test site or on your WordPress site, as long as it's activated, you're perfectly fine of doing the code that we're dealing with in your own plugin, in a functions.php file, in any location where code is run, whether it's in your theme or a plugin that you have built or files that you have added to the server, like in a must-use file or something like that. That can all be places where the code that we're going to be building. So I'm going to do it from a functions.php file of our theme. So every time we are going to be using the WordPress Studio framework, we're always going to make sure that we're not going to break the site by checking to see if the specific class that runs the WordPress Studio framework is actually running on the site. This way, if for whatever reason the plugin gets deactivated or the code goes missing or something changes, all the code that shows up here isn't going to literally break your site, because if this class is not loaded, your site will experience a fatal error. So make sure we always wrap any of the code that just checks and makes sure it exists. If it does exist, perfect. It will run and not have a problem. So the first thing we do is we always set a custom prefix. Now, we're going to talk about some more advanced logic, some advanced issues with this framework. But for now, I would simply just create a variable. I'm going to call it prefix. The sneak peek of tomorrow, it doesn't matter what you name it, it just needs to be unique for a specific type of framework. Because remember, we have multiple locations we can put the framework. All right. So our prefix, we're going to call it, let's call this a dynamic meta box for post. Just whatever we're going to use for this prefix is how we get the information out of the database. So it's very important. This is what everything is stored in the database. And as we talked about yesterday, this is a very optimized framework that has an extremely low overhead, because everything we save in the database, or everything, all the settings, things that we build for our clients or our own sites, it's stored in a singular options row in the database. And it's all stored as an array inside this value. And you'll see how we do that when we pull stuff out. Okay. So basically, this defines the unique identifier of this meta box, this piece of code. Now, please, at any time, if there's a question that arises or brain is melting, let me know in the chat room. I can try and reiterate. So because this is a class-based framework, if we ever want to call certain functions that are in the framework that would create a meta box, create a section, create whatever it is, all we have to do is declare the name of the class. That's the WordPress Studio framework. And then right beyond that, we do create meta box. So that is a function that exists in the framework. You do not have to build that. You do not have to even know it. You just have to say, we're going to call the create meta box framework, the create meta box function from the WPSF class in the framework, in the plugin. And so I'm going to now do prefix array. Now, if you missed yesterday, this is the cool thing about the code that creates all these advanced settings, fields, and dynamic interactions. Again, this is all back-end type stuff where we're customizing things for the clients, customizing the interface for ourselves. It's all based on an array. So if you can either write an array or read a PHP array, which most of you are starting to get familiar, at least understanding that an array is a list of things with an identifier and a value or something like that. You can write some advanced functionality without having to know advanced code. All you need to know are the elements of the array. And if you jump always back and forth between the documentation, I have highlighted all the elements, all the arguments in the array, plus giving you several samples that you can work with. And we'll go back and forth just so you can see where I'm pulling these from so that hopefully you can reproduce some of the things that I am demonstrating in this session. Okay, so now that we're calling an array to create a meta box, we're going to keep it very simple and just do one or two of the arguments. So the first thing is we'll call this our title. So this is the title of the meta box. Now remember, in WordPress, there is, and again, I'm going to actually show you how this works with both Gutenberg, and then we'll turn on the Classic Editor plugin, and we'll see how it also works with the Classic Editor. So regardless of what you use for your clients, this code works. So remember, meta boxes are kind of showing up down here, where we have a title of the meta box, and then the content of the meta box. So in our title, we need to title the meta box and say, let's call this one our really cool settings area. And then what we're going to do is simply say, what post type are we attaching this meta box to? So I can do post, I can do pages, I can do any custom post type slug. We can even attach it to multiple things if we want to do an array like this, but I'm just going to put it on a post. So basically every post is going to get this meta box. And then let's go ahead and we'll leave this in, and we're going to add something cool here in just a moment. All right, so we're adding a meta box to this, all the posts. Now, how do we get settings, or how do we get the content inside this meta box? So we are going to create a section. So basically every, whether it's an options, whether it's a taxonomy, whether it's a customizer, we create the we'll call this the wrapper, and then all the fields, again, all these fields that we now have access to that we can utilize in any number of places, go in a section. So if I create a section, prefix, we're saying, okay, we're creating a section that's part of this prefix, and it's as an array. Okay, so basically we have every single element basically has a title, whether it is the meta box or whether it is the title for each of the sections, because remember, we can have multiple sections that I demonstrated yesterday. So our title is going to be, let's call this one our main options. Then I'm going to do, let's just go ahead and now put an icon on it. Why not? Well, remember, we can do everything from dash icons to font awesome stuff. I think this is one. I'm just making this up because I don't really remember if there was a gear one. And then we have an array. Oops, let's not auto-complete that. Okay. So once we create our meta box and create our prefix, which then dictates what meta box is being stored in, and then our section, everything is fields. Now, if you haven't looked at this framework yet, it's really easy to use if you haven't looked at the documentation of the framework. I can come in here and simply say, let's do a text area since we did a text field last time. So let me just do text area. So the text area is a fully predefined with all default arguments for whatever is needed, like here, where there's an array. Notice how all the documentation examples allow you to simply copy, bring it over to your code, and inside the fields array, you can simply paste it directly in. Now, I'm going to get rid of the default. We don't need the default for this example. All right. Notice how this says example text area. Text area is the type. So this is what defines all the different type of fields. The ID is how we're going to pull this information out, and I'll explain that in just a moment. All right. We actually have a fully functional meta box now running. If I save this, oops. Oh, great. Timed out. Let me actually copy this, and then I may need to refresh this whole browser page. Bear with me one second. I have to log back in. Hopefully we come back on the exact same place. I know where we came back in, and let's do this and paste what we were just doing. Sorry for the little delay. Okay, we're back. Now I'm going to save that, make sure it actually saves to the server. Perfect. Now let's go back to our post. I'm going to refresh on our post edit screen. And take a look at this. We now have, even in the Gutenberg block editor, we have a setting for main options example area. Notice how, see how that's the title of the meta box. Here's the main option. Let me jump over. Here's the main options. That's that section. And we have a field for text area. Now, let's quick jump over just so you can see it with the classic editor activated. You can see the same type of thing exists. We hit add new. And there we are. We've got a nice, really cool settings area, a section, blah, blah, blah. Again, there's a bunch of arguments that can change how things look and feel. But now we have an already built-in system. But now this is something that we can easily do with pods. This is something you can easily do with advanced custom fields. But each of those require a full-blown plugin interaction and other things that you know are maybe more overhead or stuff that you want. Maybe you simply want to code the requirement for your client or the custom sites you're building, and then you don't want people to mess around with it by going into pods, by going into advanced custom fields. So I'm going to show you an actual really cool way to utilize this that sets up, I think, something that should have been built with WordPress a long time ago. So I'm going to set the stage for this. We have a post screen. And I'm going to just bring a few of these things up. I'm rearranging these just so that I can highlight exactly what I want to do. I don't want to put that up there. So post formats. For most of us, I think we would say that the current version of post formats in WordPress is very basic. It doesn't have the type of interactivity that we would hope would exist. Like, for example, if I have a quote, wouldn't it be nice if, sure, our quote could be here, but then what if we also then opened up certain fields that would be talking about quote citation, author, year, all those type of things that might help for the quote. What about if you did in the video, speaker, the soundtrack, other things that might be great to put in as fields, but we don't want quote type meta boxes showing up when people are selecting different formats. This is actually part of the reason why version 3 of this framework, this options framework, was developed. So we're going to dive into that type of concept. So let's change this one to say additional quote fields. That's what we'll call it. So again, I'm going in and changing a few of these things so you can see what we're going to do. So I've got my title, and just so you see, we're changing this to say quote settings. And let's come in here, and we're going to add an additional argument. And I'll also show you where these additional arguments come from. Post formats equals quote. So now we are saying, guess what? We're creating a meta box that is attached to the post editor, but it also is only attached to quotes. So if we now come in here, and let's get rid of the icon. We don't really need the icon. We can do attributions. So let's create our... we're going to change these. We'll call this one our attribute name. We're going to call this one the text. We'll call this one our author of quote. We'll add another field, array. We give it a unique ID because everything has to have a unique ID in order for us to extract it out of the database. And then let's just call this citation. Type text attribution or citation of quote. Okay, so now we have two fields in an attribution. Let's go see how this actually works on the back end. So we're going to go ahead and refresh on our post editor screen. So here we are in our post standards. I want to share a quote. So notice how there is no special meta box going on until I hit quote. And now it pops up specific attributes for this quote. So once I've done this, we can create unique meta boxes that show up for specific type of post formats. Now, just as a quick reminder, a lot of people always are, okay, well, how do I get that information out of the database? Where does that go? Where do we pull that out? How do I get the values that are stored? So, again, if you go over to the documentation, go to the framework locations, you're going to see the meta box go all the way to the bottom for the examples, and you will see that if we want to get that information out, we're just going to use the regular WordPress get post meta. Get the ID actually is associated with the post that meta box entry is a part of. And remember how we set IDs? Well, the IDs are, we simply declare it there. The big difference between the admin options page, we actually had to first declare which option we are looking at. How do we get the option? So that's, again, this is also the advanced, the unserialized. So we can do that. Most of the time, everything is going to be unserialized, so you can use this. But I'm going to use this one also, showing the extraction of the values. So in the code, now I'm going to we will put this on a post page in just a moment. This is just an example. If I went in here and I said, all right, I want to pull out our information from the meta box. One second. Okay. So we're going to call this one our value because I'm just storing everything as a value. Get post meta, get the ID. That's the, remember, every time you use a meta box associated with a post or a page or a custom post type, we're not looking at the overall setting selection. We're looking at the individual post page. And then we want to get that the meta box fields from that post page. So we're basically saying, get me the post page, whatever the ID of the content is. And we want to get this. Why? Because this is the actual prefix, the ID of the prefix. So now what's happening is this entire meta box, all the information, all the values, everything that's stored in the database has now been extracted into a single PHP variable, which allows us on the front end when we are working in the theme template, and we'll do this in just a moment, I can simply echo value attribute name. See how that now I'm getting that value, whatever is stored there, directly out. So let's go take this concept and actually put it into a theme. So I'm going to remove this just so you can see it in action. So we're going to come over here to our theme folder. Let me drive over here. Do I have a quote? No, single. Let me just make it easier. I'll do it exactly where I put it, put the other stuff. We're just going to grab the footer.php. This is where we grabbed information before. So I'm going to go ahead and we'll just do this. Okay. So I have done this exact code, get post meta, blah, 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 echo this attribute. So if I save this and we go, let me type this. This is a quote. Amazing stuff is what the quote is about. And my attribute is Bob Bobertson, and the citation is Time Magazine. It's a quote. I published this. I can come view the quote. Notice how this is the quote. This is the thing. Now remember, we put everything down here, just right in the footer area. So you could see that if I were working in the theme and the template file, and I wanted to pull out that value of the attribute name, I could do that. I can also sit there and you know, again, if we're working in the template file, we can actually come in here and say, let's do H2 tag the author of this quote, or this quote came from, and then we can do a echo value, and we're going to do, what was it? What was the attribute? Citation, and was said by, we can echo the value attribute name. There, let me get rid of this. I think I got it. Yes. Wait. Huh. We need to make sure we turn on PHP. That is always helpful. So if I now save this, now wrapped in an H2 tag, this quote came, maybe if I spell things properly, can't be from Time Magazine, was said by Bob Robertson. So what if I created a new quote? A new quote. Blah, 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 blah. But none of those fields show up until I say quote. Now they show up. Blah, blah. Some crazy newspaper. Publish. And then if we go take a look at this, on our theme or template, wherever we had, this quote can't be from some crazy newspaper and was said by blah, blah. So you see how even though these type of fields never existed for WordPress, we can come in here and use the framework to add additional fields to the meta box. So that's one way you can do it. And again, it also operates with your the block editor. Now let's go back to the meta box here, because there's a ton of other options that talk about context and priority and classes and defaults and location. Remember, with meta boxes, we can also choose to put things on the side, because we can have meta boxes over here. So we can choose to move this to the side, move this to the left. We can choose, again, these are all types of arguments of excluding certain post types from using this meta box, or only including certain meta box posts. And we already dealt with things like post formats or something. We can also enqueue web fonts and other items that we did talk about a little bit yesterday. You can also set the classes so you can wrap them around all of this information. So I'm going to show you one other thing, because what if we decide to change this meta box and put it on the page? Well, remember, post formats don't go to pages, but if I set this as page is our post type, and we come over to our site, go to our add new page, we are going to see that there our additional quote field does show up here, just moving it up, just show up on our site. Well, let's play around with it a little bit more with our arguments, where I said we could sit there. I'm going to give you one of the examples with all the arguments. We could show priority and context. Now, if you want more information about the priority and the context, that's where on the documentation, the top of every single one of the locations is a list of all the arguments. So I can come in here and see context. Ah, this is where the boxes should show. Normal, side, advanced are your options. Priority is high, low, default. So if I want to put this on the side, I can do side context. So I'm going to go ahead and say context equals side. Priority equals, again, you can come over here and say high, low, default. So let's set that as high. All right, so we've now added some additional arguments to the creation of the meta box. Let's save that, and we're going to see this meta box move over here to the right. We hit refresh, and all of a sudden, we now have, context. It helps if you actually spell things properly. Thank you for noticing that, BG. Okay, did I not save it? Save. Okay, why am I not getting that? Where did I? Okay, context, side. I'm just making sure that something isn't. Context, side. All right, well, let me come back to this because there's one other thing I want to do, and I'll figure out why it's not doing that. There may be need to be an update to the framework. I thought I had this all set. We also have an option in this that says, you know what? We want to deal with page templates. So in our options, we're going to have, instead of post formats, we're going to say page templates. Now, let's come over here. I'm just going to finish that so it doesn't give an error. Page templates. Notice how in our items, in most of our settings, am I on a page? Yes. Do I not have page templates? I don't. Let me quick see if there's a page template in the 2020. I can't remember if there was a page template. Oh, and that's not going to work. I'll have to move the code over. But let me first check and see if this does have page templates, and we'll move the code. Okay, there's a page template. See that? Cover, full width. So I'm going to drag this over, and we're going to rewrite this over on a different theme, the 2020 theme, functions.php. So I'm going to open up the functions.php file. We'll just put it right at the top. Okay, so now before I go on, we're going to take a look at this, and I want to make sure I know where, what the file name is of the post template, the page template. So I'm going to quick look in here to see if I can see which template file. It's been a while since I looked at the 2020 structure, and okay, there's template cover. So what we're looking for is literally the file name, template-cover.php. We need to know that because we're going to type in template-cover.php. So now what should happen is the same way on the posts custom post type, when we selected a post format, our meta box should only show if that's selected. So now our meta box should only show if the proper page template shows up. So let's come over here and we're going to add a new page. We should not have the meta box show up if the website loads. Okay, so the meta box, our custom meta box, should not show until I say, you know what, we're going to use the cover template. I think I may have to save draft because that one is not dynamic. Okay, I have an issue going on. Did I choose the cover? I did. All right. I love live training because I get to find the issues that are broken with my code. Well, that's embarrassing. But it's a work in progress, right? So what it will do is when you select a page template, it's going to change what is visible in terms of metaboxes. So this is something that, you know, currently like pods and other things, they can't do that. They can't sit there and assign conditional dynamic logic based on what somebody selects. So this hopefully can show you how you could use this for client work. That if you have a client that you have taught how to write a blog post, write a page, and you're using templates for this. Well, you can say, oh, if you're going to use this template, it's going to change which meta boxes will show up for this. Let me make sure, because I wonder if, did I miss anything else? Post type is page, yes. Let's just remove context and priority for just a moment to see if that, because that might have been causing an issue. I don't think so, but. Yeah, it's not. That's not the issue. All right. So just kind of bring us back to where we're dealing with. Yesterday, we talked about how to sit there and create admin options. And you can see all of that again in the documentation examples, where what we did was we created here, sorry for moving that too fast, our prefix, our create option, then we created a section, and then we're adding our fields. So whatever fields you want to use on your client site or on your custom site or however you want, whether you need the ability for them to upload, deal with dates, select colors, select palettes of colors. I mean, this is a great tool. I'm actually going to show you this palette one. And let's go back to our original one. Let's go back to the correct theme, the Voce theme. And I'm going to add something. So let me change the theme back. Make sure that it's the meta. Okay, here's the meta box. It's showing up just like this. If I said I want to add a palette field, well, what is a palette field? The palette is a bunch of options. Basically, it's a bunch of options that can be selected. Now, why is this going to be a cool idea? And this will wrap it up for today. I just come in here into our field setting, and I can copy and paste the example to get started. So we've got our palette, and we have a bunch of different settings, different color schemes. Let me show you what this looks like on the front end. So you can have the client say, select which design style you want to use for this blog post. So if the client says, this is the design style I want to use. So on your theme, you literally have a way to export this information so that, we're going to do all our little examples back where we did here in the footer. So let me first pull this out. I'm going to pull this information out as an array, and you can see how we can then start to build the CSS based on what's going to happen. So let me go to an actual... Actually, let's add this back to the post. The reason why I'm going to do this is because we already have a few things on this. Let's do post. And we're going to change this back to our post format. And we're going to do quote. I'm basically putting it back to where we were so that we can see. Let's go back over here to our posts. Let's view a new quote. Okay, so here we are. This is the quote, Camp, from some crazy newspaper. This is our quote that we were doing earlier. And now, if let me actually also do the edit post so we can see this. So we have a new field, the palette field. So in our footer.php, where I'm just exiting out information, notice how, remember how we've got different values? Because we now have a value that's being extracted. I'm going to, because this is an array, this is going to always show as an array all the different fields that are here. Again, I need, it's called, we're just using the example palette. So in our footer.php, I am going to, let's first do this. We're going to echo pre. I'm adding a pre tag both before and after so that it will format nicely. And then we're going to print our, basically, because we know that the value example palette is an array. We know that this is going to be an array. So if I save this, I'm doing this just so you can see the output. Oops. What did I miss? Post formats. And then for some reason I missed something else. Bear with me 1 second. It's what we did yet last. So when we print our, I forgot to do the true. Actually, I don't think I need to do that. Print our value example palette. Well, let's just do, I know this is an array. It's going to literally say this is an array. No, it didn't. It's not an array. Oh, because there's nothing stored there yet. We need to actually, let's update this. We need to update this post. That's why nothing stored there. Okay, so now it says set to. So we know it's being set to, and if we know set to is this, we have an ability that we can now say, okay, set to is an array. We can take, and again, I'm just going to do it here because we're running out of time. If we had set to our first one, basically you have zero, is going to be this color. So we could go around and we could say in our div style, we can have let's just say div style background color echo value. Remember we have example palette. Zero. So that's going to be pulling the first one, first value out of that array. This also means that if we change the palette to set one, the first one is going to be orange. So in our, basically, we've now given the client, it takes a little bit more time to build it, but by offering these amazing settings and options, you can build something to the client that they can say, you know what, I like this color palette to go with this. And basically then it redesigns the output, the look of the post or the page, or even you just, you can put this palette as the admin options for the entire site. And so now you can say, all right, this is your way. You can update the header, the background image, the color, the fonts, there's a whole bunch of things you can do. So my recommendation between now and tomorrow, where we're going to dive into some more unusual things, as well as answer a bunch of questions about the framework, I would encourage you to download the plugin, install it on a test site. I would actually go through to the different framework locations and simply try them out. Use the examples. Use the example of the admin options. Go into some of these arguments, change them, see what changes, and then simply copy and paste the different field arrays into the field section and see what you can build. Because building it is the tough part. It takes time. It takes, you got to think through it. But then once you have that, it's really as easy as echoing out an option, echoing out a value. And then you can use that in your theme. You can use that in other plugins. You can use that in other functions. But it gives you the ability to build a better control system for your site. Pat, we're going to be actually talking about loading the framework into your own plugin. And just to give you a quick little example, I gave the slight example of rebuilding the SMTP plugin, the SMTP Studio plugin. And I'm just going to show you as a side thing. So one of the things I did was basically say, if the class does not, this is a straight plugin, if the class does not exist, WPSF, so that means I'm checking to see that the standalone plugin is not running on the site, or somebody else is calling that already. If nobody else is calling this class, or this class is not loaded, we're going to require, guess what? We're going to require, I put it in the includes folder, the actual plugin. I did one little change here. If you take a look at the plugin, because I just dropped this in, it's like 200K, the entire folder. I now treat it like a library, where all I did was comment out the updater system. Because if you're going to bundle this with your own theme or your own plugin, you don't need the update. You're going to manage the update system yourself. So you could literally delete the updater system from the plugin. Everything else runs. All you have to do from your own plugin is check to see if it's running. And if not, you can require it from your own folder. This way you don't have to say, oh, you need to you have to use one of these plugins over here. We're going to auto install it for you and activate it. Much better way is just simply check, is it already running? If not, we're just going to use it like a library rather than a plugin. And it operates just the same. But we'll deal a little bit more with that tomorrow. So I hope you have a great rest of the day. Don't forget, if you missed the first part of the chat, I did include a link to the plugin file that you can download directly. The green button below the chat will take you to this location, the rebuilt documentation area of WP Studio, where you can dive into different locations, the getting started, all the different fields, how you can modify items. Oh, and I did fix the code editor. That's what one of the updates were. Now the code editor works perfectly fine. So if you want to put in HTML, a CSS, a JavaScript editor that actually has markup. There's some really cool things you could do. So have fun. I will see you both in Slack as well as hopefully on the webinar tomorrow when we do with some advanced things as well as, and tomorrow is 2 o'clock. And we are going to also be doing, I think, a pretty cool system as we're going to, I'm going to show you what the short code generator will do, but the short code generator might be exactly what you're looking for client work, even beyond just meta boxes and stuff. All right. Take care. Have a great rest of your Wednesday, and I will see you all tomorrow. And I'm going to get both yesterday's and today's hopefully updated. Check back later tonight, and it should be in the library.